Listen to this teaching with the proper motivation, which is love and compassion, that one wishes to benefit infinite beings that due to their ignorance have not realized that objects do not exist externally and therefore suffer.
Lama, Shobato's laws of the
healing. So, in terms of this morning's teaching, there is a part left relating to analyzing the subject in a detailed manner.
Et donc, comme je vais continuer l'enseignement de ce matin, je vous rappelle qu'une question dans. Le chapitre concernant comment déterminer que les objets extérieurs n'ont pas l'existence propre mais qu'ils ne sont autres que l'esprit seulement, qui est le point de vue donc, de Chittamata. Donc, Rinpoche va réexpliquer d'une façon plus détaillée ce dernier point.
Tina Taza Tumonwa Yisabandela.
Gone, go to
me. Mare, Tina, de.
Ah.
Junti Tisena. Ta. Kachi ke tumonga taza yueba serna serur denpa trupan devarawa. Jumtsi ti na taza tumonga hibandala. Lekbar ta na, hirabji yang takbar ta na, takye tang na, tumonga hisun jokpa jumtsi. Tumonga don jokpa jumtsi da karrasa na, jui sosu nawaan drabeen jo na, Jui chosu bhakcha ka nama drave drava latin de tumong ka nama to sumare. Jona nama tene tumong ka nama tene drava yena yam. Tumong ka nama tene drava drava yare. Drana yam. Ti jo drava ti jo sedon tumong wache. Tumong to drava nama ti jo. Sedon tumon wa chik ngay par trop gog maare, trop mugute. Mugupe jumsen karra sana, jumman ngay chi megle pe chevo namla, 나만 튜바르 자르바 이 나만 튜바르 자르바 이 다데 야보 디 텐도 라보스나 조메 나 지 메일레페 카레 조 레라고도 타다 조메 나 지 메일레페 제오 나나 조메 탈랑 라소바 튜바르 자르바 이 Bakcha Timber Nam, Jewo Nam La, Bakcha de Nuba Mazi, Jerin La, Ne La Soba, Dravar Nang the Young. Tene Dravar Nama Tini, don't the Timber Marubas. Dravar Nama Juche, Ted Naravo, Dravar Nama Juche, Serurto, Serurna, don't the Trapa Mete Young Pichigre. Mete Chuchigla Chuchiglang, Lenang Tatebe, Drova Joke, and Tonang Tate to Yoba Yi. Rang same je ranang tang to hibra sao. Pakyan tuba nana, naman drava nang nayang, drava nang nayang, drava nama nang nayang, chuchig la, le nang tate pen drova nam la, drova droga tonang tate to soma yin. Chuchig la rik duk tung nang na cho suwa yin Rang sem nang zang yin pa ten chik ji Tumong dun dravar nang na yang dravar mato paris Oh yeah
So as we saw this morning, there are then those that think common appearances exist externally, are externally existing entities since they are perceived by a great number of beings in the same way. Though in actual fact, as the text pointed out, perceived objects have no external existence. They are the manifestations of mind, of one's own mind. So therefore, the text says, if one thoroughly examines the perceived object, which is perceived in the same way by many beings and therefore referred to as a common dharma or a common appearance, if one thoroughly, through wisdom or superior knowledge, examines this object, one will see that in fact the perceived object doesn't exist as an external entity. It is said to be, or it is, the manifestation of similar habitual tendencies. So in that sense, it is referred to as a commonly perceived appearance. So it's in terms of being similar in relation to other beings' habitual patterns, the manifestations of their habitual patterns. So even though these appearances are similar, there is no cause that exists externally for these similar appearances. And there is no need to attempt to establish an externally existent entity, because these appearances that are similar are like or are comparable to horses, and elephants, for example, that are conjured up by a magician through the power of spells. Power of a spell then, so to speak, affects the eyes of the spectators, so that the onlookers all perceive something similar, for example, horses and elephants. Now, in terms of perceived objects, as has been said, they are the manifestations of similar habitual tendencies that are awakened at the same time in terms of a specific category of beings. These manifestations are then like these magical illusions, and until the habitual tendencies that are responsible for these common appearances are exhausted, for that long, then places and so on, external places and so on, will manifest in a similar way, will appear to beings in a similar way. Even though they are similar, as was said again, there is not an external entity that exists externally that is the cause of these similar appearances. Then the text gives another analogy which illustrates this. Namely, if one considers one thing, such as water, then due to having different karmic imprints, water will be perceived in different ways by different categories of beings. Now, traditionally, there are six categories of beings in samsara. Each category then perceives one thing, like water, in a different way. This then points to that perceived objects that appear to be external, in fact, do not have external existence. They are nothing but the manifestations of one's own mind.
Yeah, tanti kapso tsobo sirirje nama nang tsande kunzob de mebar me se kaga yo mare sirirje nama nang tsande thani tsam do yo na yang thon tam par meba yang tak par meba ne lo ngoma la yo mare se te mare ne lo ngoma la yo pat ka kore.
So here the text speaks of mere appearances. Mere in the sense of that they only have relative existence. These appearances do not exist ultimately. So one should then understand that it is not said that these mere appearances, being manifestations of one's mind, do not exist at all. They do exist on a relative level, though not ultimately.
Retang chotan, don't you meto tabande? Tene Ramon Kinchi, Yina, Ramon Kinchi, Pets, Ramon Kinchi, Pendravoche, Pets, Anche, Tanito, Nantan, the Yore, Mapamare.
Rimu
can get Rimu. Ramon Kinchi, Rimu P. Ramon Kinchi, Retang chotan, meto, Remotina, Rimu Pets, Anche, Serur to Yore, Tetin, Mapamare.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, relative existence is not denied. It is asserted that things exist on a relative level, though not ultimately. So, on a relative level, there are the appearances of mountains, water, flowers, and so on. If one then considers a painter, then there are these mere appearances that have relative existence, though no ultimate existence, that the painter can turn his attention to when painting. So there is a reference which has relative existence, though not ultimate existence. Huh? No, that's what I asked him when he said no.
J'imo Jean qui paie, tu vois, c'est la vie d'un bayoré, il n'a rien donné, j'imo Ken, tu vois.
Même, j'imo Ken, j'imo Tena, j'imo Pei, j'imo Da, j'imo Meto, t'es tanié de nan zan de yore, c'est.
Oh, il n'a rien qu'on a dit, tu
vois. T'es, Pei, t'es la tane, t'es tout gré, t'es.
Rigi nan, what zan de yore?
Rigi nan, what zan de yore, t'es la, Pei, c'est la tanié zan de j'imo, t'es tout gré, c'est. Kazi re tanye tanda me na ramo yang tanye tanda tata kumara, teki kumara. Pe chi, pe tanki yore sa. Rime pe yore sa.
Donc, le bocher insiste bien sur le fait que l'on ne parle pas de la vérité absolue des phénomènes, on considère que les phénomènes ont une vérité relative d'apparence, mais que c'est au niveau ultime qu'ils sont dénués d'existence propre. Lorsque, par exemple, l'on peint une montagne, et si un peintre peint une montagne ou de l'eau ou quelque chose, il prend pour exemple la montagne ou l'eau ou le fleuve. Et en fait, il va essayer de reproduire la montagne. Pourtant, cette montagne existe au niveau relatif, mais au niveau ultime, elle n'a pas d'existence propre. C'est un objet extérieur qui n'est autre qu'une projection de l'esprit au niveau ultime. Cependant, il est capable de reproduire cette montagne sur son dessin. Donc c'est la différence entre la vérité ultime et la vérité relative. On est capable de peindre d'après un exemple ou un sujet qui lui-même n'a pas d'existence propre, mais qui cependant apparaît.
Tata jo je wang de se na tumong ke nawa tenen dranayang ti jo chuchin. Sedon tumong ti jo chuchin. Sedon tumong wa je marup te jo men nga je megle pe jewo na la nawan tumbar kharwa ye. Jo men nga je megle pe jewo na la nawan tumbo nawa re te tebo naya ge jo chek ser de den ba ya te nay
ta gyu de chu chen
da re re
chi don chi mon wa
ne jo se don chu chin zen na re re
la
jo se don chu chin zen na yang re
re gyu si don da gyu de chi don jo do par chu chen
jo ser jo don chu chin Tumong wa jing ma dup te zhe ne.
Tumong dup yo ma re.
Tumong wa jik yo ma re. Tumong do naam jo tumong wa jik yo ma re.
So, in the form of a syllogism or a logical argument, the subject would then be presented as follows. One considers then that which is referred to as common appearances that are common in the sense that they are similar and perceived in a similar way. One considers what may be their cause. Their cause is not one externally existing entity, since these appearances referred to as common are like the magical illusions conjured up by a magician. Now through or by means of a spell, the eyes of the onlookers are affected, so that the magical illusions are perceived and seen as a common appearance, as though common. It's not very clear. No.
Okay, donc le
tumong wajik sirr ju ton tumong wajik dembar ma do patem.
There was another analogy concerning how different categories of beings perceive one thing, such as water. As we saw, a specific category of beings perceive, for example, water in a similar way due to having similar habitual tendencies or patterns. In actual fact, the perceived object, in this case water, is nothing but a manifestation of one's own mind, of the individual minds of the different beings within one category. This then points to, or through this one can see or understand, that in fact there is no externally existing entity which is responsible for that beings perceive, for example, water in the same way.
Dina ta toktsor rinpa se na nawa sem tsan toktsor re tokputsor tokpa chebe trogo toktsor trogo toktsor te tokye se na tokpa nelok toktsor te tene tokpa ta tranna tokpa tokputsor tanda nama tamche semla ra lepa semla semla ra lepa ra lepa se na semta yimbar to na nama semta yimbar to na ti jumsin je sido ma ro bar to thu gre siru to do ma ro bar to na jib nam hi yang tem bar ma ro bar to thu gre te to thom na tene jungje ni se me pe te kona ni to kwa to thu gre marbe.
So as has been mentioned, then all phenomena originate with mind. Now if independence upon these teachings, namely that perceived objects are merely manifestations of mind, this is realized, namely that there are no externally existing objects, then independence upon that realization, one will come to realize that the perceiving mind as well has no ultimate existence or inherent existence, which results in the realization of that there is no duality, that perceived object and perceiver do not exist as two separate entities. So in this way then there is a gradual progression leading to or resulting in realizing the ultimate nature, things as they truly are.
Any
questions?
Si vous avez des questions, vous pouvez les poser.
Yeah.
Now
Nama te la tse chik da ma te pa kap sa eh. Nama chi khyar. Tene te la tse chik da ma te na. Per na nga su meg me to de la ha chan zi po re sa na sem tse chik da te pa kap sa am cho la lon ra vu dra tu na. Dra tu tu ka re yin na yang ngi hi de nga ma re. Nam to de nga ma re. Den to ga ma re se va. Sem tse chik da tepa kapsa. Meg zog zeba la. Meg zog hachan zeba la. Sem tse chik da tepa kapsa. Amcho la dratu na. Tene ngihin renga mara. Tene ngihin me renga ba te. Nab namhi la nam do yo mara. Toda yin pe jung sin jire. Karasana yeji namhi da zog zeba la. Sem tse chik da tepa du. Tepa la ten te nam do. Chega yo mara. Sem tse chik da tepa re. Ta nab namhi je. Datu na, tene ngihi chie toko maare. Nang tsam chik re. Nang tsam chik yo re. Nang tsam chik yo re, ina yang sarur de denpat chupa yo maare. Malam je nang wanda wore. Ya. Re re, parenzike. Parenzike inji ke nika chol chik.
Grike yo.
Grike jol mugo. Ya. Yeah.
We are saving.
Yeah.
So his question was when something appears before oneself, but one doesn't focus to the object, one doesn't really at that time focus to that very object. What is this kind of appearance? So, Dimpoche said that this kind of appearance, when one is concentrated on something else and something appears, is just an instantaneous appearance which.
Yes, sir. Now, first,
like Jugu,
Rangrik la, kati kya kare?
Me kasan diri pasum,
sum sumana. Oh ya. Re.
Dang po, rung she tota, yi ngon sum tota, tene yi ginam she tokche. Sum, tene rangrik segete, nam she nang tete, kang la trel govindu. Kechi da wong chi ngon sum yingon ngon sum yang me na yi ki nam che tok che kangi kapsu rang rik nang tepe
kanga rare na de re kanga rare na rare na de re rare ke gmo re te ya rare le ke gmo re pe na nga pe ya so Kitchik Tambo Yara, Rare, Nipa Yara, Rare. In a yara, Rick the chicken over it. Jamso le balab yova pig, Yasoa. Jamso balab yova te, balab yova tongue, balab tongue, balab yova. Jamso balab dam, balab yova nika, Jamso chicken on here. Jamso chicken on here, but not in here. Wangu, Yingu, Kanga, Rare chicken.
Donc la question avait été posée hier, c'était de savoir, Rinpoche avait mentionné hier dans le processus de la perception, dans la perception immédiate d'un phénomène, on avait dit qu'il y avait d'abord la faculté sensorielle, la conscience de la faculté sensorielle, puis la faculté sensorielle du mental, et puis enfin la pensée, qui étaient les trois instants dans la perception. Et quelqu'un demandait, quand est-ce que Rinpoche avait dit qu'au même moment apparaissait Rangrik, donc la conscience qui se connaît, qui s'expérimente elle-même, et à quel moment est-ce qu'elle apparaissait dans ce processus de perception. Et Rinpoche dit en fait qu'elle apparaît dans les trois moments ensemble, et qu'en fait elle est présente dans tous les moments, puisqu'elle est l'essence de ces trois instants. Donc en ce sens-là, Rinpoche prend l'exemple des vagues, et des vagues agitées par le vent, elles sont toutes identiques à l'océan. Elles ne sont pas différentes en nature de l'océan. Donc en fait, l'océan, c'est Rangri, c'est la conscience qui se connecte, qui s'expérimente elle-même, qui est présente dans tous les instants de cette perception.
Il y a un décasseau. J'en ai d'un cunjila, je ne sais pas de lui. Cunjila, cunjila, ça rigole. 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 Namchi tamje kasete yor soso zingrete, nande sarek ngola cheba mevre, kanga sarek tamje ngola chequare sing.
In the Katsu salvix in a cuisine de greve?
Ah, correct.
The salvix in a cuisine namche sena de greve?
Cuisine namche sena de gamar, cuisine namche young sarek tamje. Namchi kanga sarek tamje. Don't tartona kasete jinamchi kanga turbare, yova nato yere. Nante to Hiba Ganga Sarik Kigri. Hiba Tartona Sarik Ranga Ranga Mo Sarik Tam Ranga Rang Requahiri.
Non, M. dit, ça n'a pas de rapport. Il dit toutes les consciences qui sont tournées vers l'extérieur, la conscience qui saisit le son, la conscience qui saisit la forme, la conscience qui saisit le goût, etc., et la conscience du mental, sont des consciences qui sont orientées vers l'extérieur. Mais en fait, leur essence, et c'est ça que veut dire Rangri, c'est ça que veut dire la conscience qui se connaît, qui s'expérimente elle-même, c'est leur essence indifférenciée qui est l'union de la clarté et de la vacuité. Donc cette union clarté-vacuité, c'est ce qu'on appelle Rangri. C'est-à-dire qu'au même moment, tandis que les consciences des facultés sensorielles sont tournées vers l'extérieur, il y a cette conscience qui est l'essence de chacune d'entre elles, de toutes, exactement comme, si vous voulez, les consciences vers l'extérieur étant les vagues, et le Rangri, donc la conscience qui se connaît elle-même, serait comme l'océan, toujours identique, et qui est l'union de clarté, clarté et de conscience dans cet instant. Mais ce n'est pas identique à la réalité. Non.
So, the question concerned yesterday's teaching, where Rinpoche...
KTS, Jo. Kogoma Dokse.
Where Rinpoche explained the process of perception.
Yeah.
So first, in terms of the perceived object and the perceiver, there are three moments. First, there is the consciousness of this sense faculty, which perceives an object in a non-conceptual way. Then there is the sixth consciousness, which follows, and at first again there is a non-conceptual moment of perception followed by the conceptual mind labeling what is perceived. The question then was if non-dual awareness is present in one or in all of these moments or instances. Rinpoche's answer is that non-dual awareness or cognition is present in any moment of consciousness, whether conceptual or non-conceptual, since the non-dual awareness relates to experiencing or being aware of the luminous nature of whatever experience is at hand. So it is always present, non-dual awareness is always present, since it relates to the luminous nature of any moment of consciousness or any given consciousness. Then the second question was whether then the all-basis consciousness is the same as this luminous nature, which is experienced in a non-dual way. The answer is no, because the luminous nature is the consciousness as such.
Mm.
problème de mental immédiat, c'est difficile à traduire, à moins que ça fasse référence à un point dont on a parlé hier. Mais le mental immédiat, c'est Gnezum Tsema, mais... Oui, mais j'ai... Tekasu Yingi Gnezum Tsema, dans le Chipa Rebe.
Carré.
Pena Jean-Luc.
Maré, Yingi Gnezum Tsema, Kassete, Doi, Yingore, Ranga Ngoo Rangre. Té... Rangre, Té... Nangdo Rang... Hipa Rangre, Ké Konansi. Hipa Té Nangne Rangre, Ké Kikmato Yomara, Rangre, Ké Konare. Sirur To... Then your gentle to go in it.
Then, Yiging is a
young.
Donc, de même, là encore, la conscience qui se connaît elle-même ou la conscience non dualiste est en fait l'essence de toutes ces consciences. Donc, elle est aussi l'essence du mental qui perçoit immédiatement. Le mental tourné vers la perception immédiate dont on a parlé dans le premier enseignement. Ce mental est aussi une conscience tournée vers l'extérieur. Hein, donc il perçoit des objets extérieurement, c'est la façon dont il les perçoit, mais c'est quand même une saisie d'objets extérieurs. Alors que Jean-Dic, donc la conscience non-dualiste ou qui s'expérimente elle-même, est toujours l'essence de toutes ces consciences extérieures. Elle est tournée totalement sur l'intérieur, elle n'a pas d'objet extérieur. C'est la clarté, luminosité de l'esprit.
George.
She asked if Yiging Gnezum Tsema and Rangrik are similar or the same. Okay. And obviously that.
So, the question, well, you heard it, huh? The question was related to the non-conceptual perception of an object in relation to the sixth consciousness, whether that moment of non-conceptual perception, so to speak, is synonymous with non-dual awareness. The answer is, it's not exactly synonymous, as was said. Any consciousness has two facets, one externally oriented and one internally oriented. And as we've seen, the externally oriented relates to perceiving an object in a dualistic way, whereas the internally oriented facet is the opposite. There is what is termed non-dual awareness, which relates to experiencing the luminous nature of whatever experience is at hand. So there are two facets. So one can't say,
Sope. nama teda nang jimbe namba rigpa nang jimbe namba rigpa tini sir sir tonje namba nama imba ti sir sir tonje maro pa sir tonje Madropa Malami Yina Number he palle yendo churpe zonwa tumong ba madopte tumong tar nawa tini pakyak wange jui sosu nawa yimbeser jui sosu nawa te pakyak nawa tumba Tumong dado nama imbasa. Sir je nama na topa nam nang sem je na ja yimbe ser na zung nang sem le ta te be sir dung do denbar ma dobla Number Hiba Legin Serur Dondo Madokte Serur Dondrava Nama Teda Jusosu Pachak Nama Tumbatsami Bese Perna Jume Nata Mijetop Jume Tata Langbo Janavitse Tumonga nama te yort denbar madob nayang tumbar nama yi. Tumonga nana yang tumonga jo chek sarada madob te cho chek la androva rek dog la tonang na so son yi. Sirur je nama de semza yinpe jumtsin kanyin shena, kanre shena, pe na Segur ti dran de tang, dran zimbe ni, nam hi, nab nam hi ni, nasi yo mare. Dran wen la son la, nab nam hi, jisu son yang mare. Te ina dra, ga tsardu nab nam hi, jisu che kore, te yang mare. Nab nam hi, wen ne yo la, dra jisu choba yang mare. Te ina nab nam hi, wen ma ne yo, yo na, Dalama tembe chego. Tetar maim, but navanam hi teta drani, half the sunny maybe senna. Tene maybe senna. Zungzi, zungzi, tade the damper mapa, zungzi nisu maybe tare. Tense kicked it. Clean kicked up, make bangi besena, nama semza. Pena malam hi. Malanji capsu metoka number tona metoka number te te tang make a one bo tang me hi te tenyam de yobara mato ngabse mebar ngabse mebe sena malanji meto te semli yin de madabre. This and a linchy miniature things take your now a sense of a thing to kick it. Sirja now a chichi. Same time in the linchy to make bang nibbers. Linchy to make bang nibbet in sick ye now a sense of a body. To search it. Dutchurche dra dang dranzin jin nam hi ni chu jin. Tade ma yin te. Tade du nang na yang tade ma yin te sar chan jin ngor chi ku chay. Shiba yang sar cham re, dra yang sar cham jir. Shiba te yin ngor la sar cham jin ma to yom ar. Sar cham jin ngor chi ku chay na, tene yang nama te. Semle thade to maro pare. Pena malam je meto thongi. Malam to meto thong de sem yang sar cham re meto yang sar cham je re. Meto sar cham tela nam to ko meto ko san phan je pare. To da je ngola sar cham je ma to yo mare. Sar cham je tin che ke nama sem se to pa. Sarchanji tenzi kye nama semsa drupa. Te dupsar ni pare. Nama chuchi semle thong yin to ma drup te lin chik to mek pa se. Pena malam yin. Nama chuchi semle yin ma yin te Sar cham jang over chikpa sar. Pena malam da meto thongwa yi. Ti tenzik ni jang nama sem chan da tangpo dhokwa. Nama sem chan da dhok chardu. Tene nama sem chan da ngishi tenpo chong na tene sadong me pa dhok dhok. Siru chu chin tong da ma dhok te siru chin nama da sem chan yin pa sar. Siru chu chin. Tene siru tong da ma dhok pa tenzik chin Nang Zimba Yang Dembar Madrupte Zoan Madrupese Zoan Madrupesena, Tene Zungze Ni Madrupere Zungze Ni Madrupesena, Nimiji Hitopare Zungze Ni Madrupesena, Nimiji Sarikan Topare Nidong Tekona Ni Topare Nimi Zungze Nimiji Sarikan Topare Take Yendong Tadusena, Zungze Nimiji. Dudaji, he took a Nama sen tanda mikpa mik mikpe jorwa la tin te sirje tom ma mikpa atogare sirje tom ma mikpa la tin te jemba ma mikpa togare jemba ma mikpa la tin te zungzai ni mi togare zungzai ni sme pe ye hi togare tene zungzai ni mi jinga na nyabar ya
Me by in a door wide, me make by a door wide, me by me make your wide, me make your wow, me by lane denezo, me make by nerab doje. Me meg ba la de ne zo, me meg ba ne rab do je, te ye sir na me ba ta, te ye sir na me ba ne, me me ngo nye do tro, te ta ve na me ba ta, me me nyam ba, Barza Gavane Jehoku Sonam Yeshe Sotone Sonam Yeshe Le Sonwe Tambako Nyeto Barjo Bunjo Lemboku Etra Yeshu Yela Chuchu Songhi Cha Shi Shu Tha Cha Chu Cha Shi Shu Jarve Kusong Dung